us, and we love you.
The Democrats rule, but apparently they can't get it done. I'm sure it's a big disappointment to President Barack Obama because it doesn't look like health care reform is going to be solidly in shape before the August recess. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Everybody's talking about health care, and of course, why? Because it is a common denominator. It affects all of us. At some point in our life, whether you're extremely healthy or you're riddled with little nagging aches and pains, or, God forbid, you're dealing with cancer or an elderly parent with dementia or Alzheimer's or a slew of other things, and you go from doctor to doctor and there's confusion and all that other sort of stuff. And then what if you don't have insurance or you're in between jobs or you're not offered insurance? We know that there are things that need to be changed, but at what cost? That is constantly what I'm saying on America Tonight. Why is there this race to the finish line when there's over 1,000 pages that are out there flailing about that make no sense in some cases? That's why all these committees. It doesn't look as though the blue dogs are going to lay down and anything's going to happen. Nancy Pelosi is pushing big time, was furious apparently earlier in the day at the suggestion that this wasn't going to come up for a vote, but it sure is not looking that way. And now the Republicans are pushing hard at some of the fine points in the bill that people don't realize, talking about the end of life, suggesting not to continue to waste a lot of money on people you know are going to die, who are maybe at the end of their life or who are riddled with cancer or whatever, you know, it might be. There's more specifics than that, but in a nutshell, that's what we're talking about. So especially older people, those on Medicaid, Medicare, and the Republicans are saying, look, this is what we're talking about here. We're pushing assisted suicide. And some feel like this is just fear-mongering at its best. But there are all these questions and not a lot of answers. That's why I didn't understand why there wasn't more time devoted to this, that it's all of a sudden, geez, we've been talking about health care reform forever. Let's hurry up and push this through and not even let the people know what we're voting on. We're not just voting on these broad strokes of saying, let's make sure everyone has health care. That sounds good. If you're a young person out of college and you don't have health care, or you work for someone and they can't afford it, just if you say that, depending on where someone is at the stage in their life, it might sound good to them, where they're struggling with huge family bills. But at what price and what does it really mean to that family? That's where we're at. Moving from health care, which we're going to talk about here during this hour on America Tonight, to the president, the professor, and the policeman, and the beer bash they're going to have at the White House on Thursday. Boy, this story has incredible legs. This has been over a week, as I said, almost over a week, as I said, on our last America Tonight. So we all know the premise. We all know what happened. We heard the 911 call on our last show. A woman who lived nearby called in, thought there was a break-in. The police come. There was a little bit of a ruckus. Professor Gates got a little belligerent with the Sergeant Crowley. And then it has now erupted into racial profiling. And a lot of people are sounding off about this. And really, the fire on this keg was lit when the president said that the Cambridge Police Department, they were acting stupidly. I've already said this. All he would have had to say is, I really can't comment on that. He's my friend. I'm sure the police are investigating and we'll know more once that happens, or whatever the political answer is to make. And that's what you do when you're a politician, particularly when you're the president. But instead, in jumping into the fray, it's gotten uglier. So everybody's reacting. How about Colin Powell? He was on Larry King, and here's what he had to say about racial profiling, and specifically Skip Gates.
You're saying Gates was wrong?
I'm saying that Skip, perhaps in this instance, might have waited a while, come outside, talked to the officer, and that might have been the end of it. I think he should have reflected on whether or not this was the time to make that big a deal. But he was just home from China, just home from New York. All he wanted to do was get to bed. His door was jammed. And so he was in a mood where he said something.
What about those who say he brings the whole history into that body of a black movement?
That may well be the case. But I still think that it might well have been resolved in a different manner if we didn't have this verbal altercation between the two of them.
All right, so he makes a great point. It shouldn't have got to that in the first place, but would it have come to that, and what would have happened here had the president not made the statement he made? Would this have had a different outcome? You know, I really, honestly, I don't know. I can't answer that question, but I know that it's been blown up to ridiculous proportions, and it was as a result of that errant question. We keep going back to that. So now the whole idea is, let's be friends, let's make up, let's have this deal at the White House and move on from here. Let's just move forward, and that should be the end of it. But not everybody wants to completely let go in all sorts of aspects of this, whether it's the Reverend Al Sharpton or whether it's somebody who you probably never heard of in Congress, guy named McCotter, who had something to say about trying to get an apology, an Obama apology, having a measure put forth that would say that Obama should make the formal apology to the Cambridge Police Department for, you know, the House of Representatives calling upon Obama to retract his initial statement, basically. So Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, Republican from Michigan, here's what he had to say on this measure he's trying to push through.
Well, one, I think you overestimate the time it took me in my garage to write it and to get it to Ledge Council to slap the title of House Resolution on it, which did not take very little time. Certainly a lot less time than this administration has spent on this issue over the past several days. I think it's very important that the principle remain in place. As the president announced himself, he had a friend involved who he was biased to. He didn't have a complete grasp of the facts. And nevertheless, he prejudged a private citizen, Officer Crowley's actions as being inappropriate. And then he affirmed it 2 days later. I don't think a president should have that type of power to do that. I think it's unfair to the private citizen. Well, I hope they would take it up, but the question is whether the president will take it upon himself to know that in prejudging him from a biased basis with incomplete facts was wrong. It's not a precedent that should be set by the most powerful person in the world, and have him admit that he was hasty in his judgment and retract his statement and then move on from there. As a separate equal branch of government, we have to be a check upon the overuse of the power of the president, and the president, the most powerful person in the world, should not have put Officer Crowley in this situation after admitting bias, a lack of facts, and prejudging this incident. So I think that as the congressional check and balance on the executive branch, I think it's necessary if the president doesn't do it himself.
All right, I would agree with the last thing that he said there, that he shouldn't have put forth what he said, he shouldn't have weighed in on this, yet we know he was friendly with him, all that other sort of stuff. But, I mean, come on. Dude, this is just a way to grandstand on something that's already out there and it's already flying around. And he proposed this, of course, before it was announced that they were both coming to the White House and that they were going to break bread together or have beers together or whatever it is. But what a ridiculous waste of time it would be, right? I mean, let's face it. We're talking about health care reform. We're talking about cap and trade, a zillion other problems we have. A measure like that, waste of time. But he makes a good point at the point that I say it just shouldn't have happened in the first place, and then we wouldn't be dealing with this, right? 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 950.30. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $977.47, $488.73 for a half ounce, or $244.37 for the quarter ounce. That's $977.47, $488.73, or $244.37.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Anybody concerned about their health care, hey, make a call. Why not? Call your congressman, call your senator, because they're not going to get this done. There's just no way there's going to be any kind of a vote before August 7th. They're going to skedaddle, and it's going to get taken up again in the fall. But it'll be a heated debate, and there'll be the race. If it doesn't happen, if there's no vote this time around, trust me, the race will be on full swing when they come back after the August recess. You could weigh in. How do you feel about that? You know, the idea that, okay, so this is how we can save money. We'll force the issue. Basically, you can decide, why should we prolong your life if, you know, you're just going to, if we think you're going to die anyway? Here's the deal. Any doctor will tell you this. Is it an exact science? And the answer is no. There are some patterns that doctors can point to. There are tests, obviously, x-rays, etc. But a doctor, how many times you go to the doctor, you have a pain. They don't know what it is. It's not an exact science. That's why there's a battery of tests. And there are people that live longer lives, that live happy longer lives, and there are others that are riddled with pain. And it is a personal choice, but will your right to have the personal choice be taken away? That seems kind of ghoulish to me. Now, if you say do not resuscitate or you have specific things laid out, that's great. But if it's something that's forced upon you, I think that makes the situation even that much more stressful for family members. And this is just one part of the healthcare reform that's being argued about, besides some of the other things like the public health option, which it seems like that's off the table. It'll be a co-op situation probably instead. And we come back to the same full circle question again. Who is going to pay for this? because that's not definitely defined. There have been suggestions, oh, we'll tax Botox. That was the latest thing that came out. 10% tax on Botox and other plastic surgery. Oh, we'll make all the rich people pay for it. Every day there seems to be some different suggestion as to how it can be paid for. And I kind of like the Republicans' little ad that they put out. Do you really trust after the stimulus? Oh, this is going to send unemployment in a different direction. Do you really trust to just throw that out there when we're talking about more than $1 trillion? And my answer to that is no. Don't give me broad strokes. Be like a pointillist. You know, the pointillist painters? Give it down to the, you know, tell me down to the little minutia. Because I don't trust what's happening, because every day something new comes out. 800-259-5791. There is another way to generate money, and they're calling it the fat tax. I'll tell you about that in a second here, but first let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm well. I haven't chatted with you in a while.
We haven't talked.
Yeah. Hey, the fat tax, huh?
So that means junk food. That means all the junk food, the sodas, the Doritos, all that stuff. They'll slap big taxes on it to make more money that way.
Well, and it may do what they're trying to do with tobacco, you know, by taxing it so much people can't afford it and they quit, right?
Are you going to stop eating Doritos if they tax it higher?
I never eat Doritos anyway, but I do eat potato chips. But I don't know. You know, I guess, you know, it's I don't know. I guess, yeah, it gets to a point to where, you know, you just shake your head like, gee, you know, $2 for a bag of chips, you know, and, you know, can you do something else better with your money, you know? I don't know. So I guess I'd have to see how it all shapes up, you know.
Yeah, but the idea is they don't actually want you to not stop eating it, as much as everybody's talking about obesity. Because then they don't get the money. They don't raise the money. The CDC, that's not a way to raise money.
Yeah, but then you don't have as many fat people.
And that's supposedly right? Cheaper on health care, yeah.
Yeah, so any case, so. But, you know, yeah, it's interesting what's going down with this health care thing. As for, yeah, I think we've talked before. I'm a big fan of euthanasia. I'm not a fan. I just think it's the right thing. I think if people are in a position to where they're terminally ill and they're in pain, they ought to have the right to just say, you know what, I don't want to go through this. I mean, we put animals down when they're, you know, when we know that they're in pain, you know, like you take your dog into the vet and the vet says, hey, you know, dog's not going to make it. He's in a lot of pain. And, you know, and you go, okay, well, just put him to sleep, and you do. And there's never any question about that. But yet when it comes to human beings, you know, and then you're right, it, you know, keeping people alive that are terminally ill or the amount of money that it costs to do that, you know, it's just, you know, maybe that's, I hear a lot of rips on socialized healthcare, you know, but, you know, I don't know too much about, you know, way Britain or France or Canada run their health plans, you know, as to if you are terminally ill, how much they help you with or whatever, but, you know, I just think people ought to have a choice. What do you think?
Oh, no, I think people ought to have a choice, but that's the thing, you don't have a choice. So if you're a fighter or you feel like I'm not giving up, if you're like the Farrah Fawcett, but you're like 85 or whatever you are, and you feel like you still have more life left and you want to fight, I think you should be able to. If you have so much pain, you're riddled with pain, and you don't want to deal with it anymore, and you know you're at the end of your life, and you know you're a burden on your family, and you just don't want it, you want to go to heaven, you want to go to wherever you believe in, then I think you should have the right.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting you said Democrats always point to, well, the rich will pay for it. Well, Kate, with what Obama's been doing with the economy, order, we $12-13 trillion in debt now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody pay that off yet.
No, none of that's getting paid down. In fact, China, I was saying this the other day, China's so nervous, they had to go over there and hold their hands because they're worried about what's happening in the United States. Because they hold a chunk of our treasury, and they don't want to lose that investment.
Well, yeah, and you know, and they at the same time, their economy is based largely on Americans importing
yep.
their goods.
Yep.
You know, so it's a double wango for them. You know, one, they could lose their investment into the United States, which makes you wonder if they would actually declare war on us, but no.
Mm.
but, and then two, you know, the, you know, anyway, I've lost my train of thought, sorry. and then, of course, you know, the amount of goods that are coming to the U.S., if
sure.
that slows down, that hurts them also, so.
Yep.
You know, and I think that's why you listen to China all the time, diversifying into Africa, and, you know, and a lot of countries are trying to pull away from the United States and just say, you know, it's just not, they're not being, financially, responsible. So, I mean, you know, we talk about trillions of dollars and, you know, and $1 or $2 trillion a year that Obama's going to run up. That's the whole economy of most countries on the planet. I mean,
that's
you know,
right.
there's only a few countries that have an economy bigger than that. You know, they can't even fathom how much that is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, though, got a couple weeks to go. Should be closing on the house. So,
You got to send us those pictures, brother. I think that's awesome that you've got, and you've got the view. That's the thing. When you get your dream house, because this is your dream house, you'll fix it up however you want to, but you have the view. The view is the thing.
Yeah, and well, you know, the funny part about it, Kate, is that, you know, I'm not, I don't, I, you know, being a single, I don't know that I'd ever come up with a, you know, what a dream house to me would have been like, but,
mm-hmm.
but I honestly, this house, I don't think I could have dreamed it any better. I mean, I know I always wanted a vaulted ceiling, and then I got that, you know, and then the view, yeah, you know, and, we got the VA certified, certificate, the other day, so, be able to use a VA loan, which saves a lot of money. So, but anyway, though, so yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, Dolph. We've taken some pictures, just haven't got them developed yet. So we'll get them sent to you and get them emailed to you. So
good. Get them sent to us. We want to see it, Dono. Congratulations on all of that. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
We're talking about, obviously health care here. You can weigh in, throw in your 2 cents as it were, 800-259-5791. And I already mentioned this at the top when I jumped on the big soapbox. The problem is there's just too many things we don't know about what's being tossed around in Washington. And it's very simple, folks. You are the people. You are the people who elect your representatives, right? That's why we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because we have a say. So if you don't like what's happening or you don't know, then you just have to inform yourself. And you have to pay closer attention to some of the things that are being said. And you do have to pay close attention because what happens, it's like sleight of hand. It's like a magician. Something that a skilled politician does, when they know it's not palatable, they disguise it and it goes under the radar and then comes out sometimes when it's too late and it's already been voted on. I don't think this vote is going to be a fast vote, though. I've already said this. I said this weeks ago. It goes to the fall. So you have time to react to this. 800-259-5791. Slammin' Sammy in Montreal. He's up next on ATM.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
The more polite way of saying it, the calorie tax, is that the right way to go? Hey, 3 cents for some soda, can soda, and you pay it or you don't pay it. And the idea is obesity rates will go down. They'll save money for health care because you won't have so many big people. And in the meantime, they'll still make money off the tax. But here's the thing. They raise the tax on tobacco. Do you think less people are smoking? I think a lot of people are smoking. There's ways to discourage people from smoking, but it's such an addictive thing that when people are hooked on nicotine, it is a tough, tough thing to walk away from. I know people have done it cold turkey, and they've done it successfully. I know other people have tried the patch, this, that, and they just can't do it. It's just such a habit for them. So you've got fast food tax. You're talking about sugary drinks, and ultimately, what is the deal? Is it to save people, to help people for the obesity thing, or is it for the do-re-mi? It's for the do-re-mi. Government and taxation, hand in hand. So here's just another tax. Just like gas tax. Gas tax in some states, it's ridiculous how much they've tried to make up money by having a heavy gasoline tax. So that's what it is to me. It's just another way to get some more money. It's not so much into line the coffers. It's not so much about let's get people in shape. Let's kick obesity. let's do something to encourage Americans to be healthier. No way. And here's what I wonder. You think of a brand name like a Coca-Cola, PepsiCo company, they have to be going out of their minds with the suggestion of the soda tax, right? And who, of course, is affected by it? It's the poor people. They're going to get hit the hardest, right? That's who's going to get hit. Even the American Beverage Association would tell you that. There was a thing in the Wall Street Journal the other day I saw, and they, of course, opposed the tax because they know who is primarily their makeup, who drinks sodas, who goes to 7-Eleven or fast food places and grabs the soda. And the answer is, a lot of times, the people who don't have a lot of money. Obesity-related health spending is supposedly at $147 billion a year. Now, that's double what it was a decade. Okay, we know that's not good. Obesity isn't good anyway. We know that there is diabetes and other things that are related to obesity. But the soda tax, again, is about the money. So who's fooling who on this? It's just another one of those sleight-of-hand things. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Kate.
What's going on?
Okay, well, you forgot to mention that in some Scandinavian countries, their euthanasia is legal, providing it's done under a doctor's supervision.
Right, but it's not in Canada, right?
No. So your previous caller, obviously, he doesn't, you know, with all the respect, he doesn't know. No, there's no such thing as euthanasia, even though there are some people who, you know, who at one time were asking, you know, the Canadian Parliament to make it legal. But then, of course, you had the religious right who was saying, no, you don't have the right to play God. You know, so.
Well, that's the thing. It's dicey for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And,
right.
I mean, ultimately, it's up to the, if you did have euthanasia, it would have to be the kind of euthanasia that would be up to the person. But, see,
right.
Then again, you could get into a gray area where someone else makes decisions.
Right. I mean, it's like, if someone has ALS, commonly known as Lou
right.
Gehrig's disease, you know, they're going to have to defer the, you know, who's in charge, you know, like, when do you tell the doctor, okay, I think Mr. X has had it already.
Right.
Put him down, you know, so.
Sure.
You know, it's like, you know, and I mean, Julie and I have talked about it that, you know, I mean, she's already told her girls, don't do anything heroic. I mean, if there's no chance. Do not, you know, she's already told them, you know, do not resuscitate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's being smart. Well, she did make one mistake. She's going out with me, but that's another story. but I mean, like, I mean, same thing here. I mean, I heard over, you know, what you would call the, you know, the fat tax or the,
mm-hmm.
or the chip tax. I mean, like, we haven't thought of that here in Canada yet, but I mean, in a way it's a good idea, in a way I would think it's not. Because, you know, when you think about it, people probably say, okay, do I want to pay, is it 3 cents per can or 3 cents on a six pack?
I thought it was 3 cents a can.
Okay, so let's say you buy a six pack, so it's 18 cents and then the deposit and whatever, so it's another
right.
25 cents. It's like some people are saying, do I really want buy that six pack? They won't
mm-hmm.
buy it. It affects sales. People will get laid off. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I know. I hate to bring that in, but you know what I'm trying to say.
No, it's true.
You know, it's you know, it'd be, you know, so it, and it's like, real, you know, it's really, like really totally confusing. You don't want to play God, but at the same time, you don't want to see a loved one suffer.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know what you have with your family, and it's none of my business. You know,
oh, I'll tell you. My grandfather turns 93 tomorrow.
Oh,
and,
happy
and
birthday.
He lives on his own. I mean, he lives in an apartment. Like, it's assisted living. It's an apartment.
Yeah, a seniors complex type thing.
Mm-hmm. And he's great. He's got, you know, he did crossword puzzles and was well-read his whole life. And his mind is great. You can talk to him on the phone and everything else.
He has
a do not resuscitate if something happened to him because he didn't want to burden anyone. And that's how he felt.
Okay, so when you call him, he knows, oh, it's my granddaughter, Kate.
Oh, he calls me, yeah. He will pick up the phone and call me.
Well, where does he live, just out of curiosity?
He lives in Florida. He lives in Tampa.
Why am I not surprised?
Because everybody lives in Florida, right?
Oh, well, most people, okay, so that, okay, we won't get into sports, but one thing, we'll just get into Michael Vick and then that'll be it.
Okay.
Okay, no NFL team will take him, But isn't there a new football league starting up soon called the United Football League?
I've yes.
I mean, if they've got half a brain, why not sign them? They'll put butts in the seats. I don't know if they'll put butts in the seats or they'll have the animal rights activists demonstrating. Who knows?
No, I think there could be some animal rights activist PETA-type people that would do that. But right. Look, Michael Vick paid his due. I mean, he did federal time. He was in Leavenworth, for goodness sake.
Oh.
It was awful and disgusting what they did, the electrocuting dogs,
right.
drowning them, and he participated in some of those.
Right.
And all that stuff. But he already served his time. So
right.
if we're about second chances in the United States, he'll get a second chance. If he blows it, then that's his fault. Then he's a dummy because he's not going to make the kind of money he could have made. But he's going to be hungry. I think he'll be clean because
right.
he knows he has to be.
Right.
I'd take him. If I was a football owner and I had the right match for him,
yeah.
I'd take him. I would. I would absolutely take him because he served his debt. I would put him out there. I would have him talk to young
well,
kids.
Well, yeah, I was going to say since a certain former Green Bay Packer said no to the Vikings, I was
yeah.
going to say, why don't the Vikings sign him?
Well, yeah, I wonder how the people in Minnesota would feel about that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Slammy
okay,
Sammy. Being that our network is in Minneapolis, they're saying boo to that. Hey, he still has a good arm. Maybe he has trouble reading the playbook. That's a different discussion. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Ron. I want to preface my phone call because I got a couple topics I want to talk about. I know I don't have a long
ahead.
Time. Elections have consequences, okay? Listen to me, America. Really quick, we missed by 2 votes last week John Thune's amendment to have concealed carry legislation around the country. 2 Senate votes. The anti-gunners came out. They lied. People like Michael Daley of the New York Daily News, Mayor Bloomberg, even Morgenthau, the former DA of Manhattan, he lied about the people who have concealed carry licenses. The reason I'm bringing that up is very important. We supported the police when Bush signed H.R. 218 to allow retired and off-duty police officers to carry, and the same lefty liberals, anti-self-defense people came out and fought that. And we just want some help from the police groups as far as concealed carry. I wanted just to say thank you to John Thune for introducing the amendment. Really quick, elections have consequences. Remember when the kids were kicked out of the Philadelphia pool? They said it was a racial incident because the kids were blacks.
That's
the kids
right.
were black. All right. Gates made this comment about, you know, who he is and against the cop. I think it was a farce, an absolute farce, that our president stuck his nose in something that was none of his business. It was a local matter. If it was his wife, Michelle, that's one thing. But this guy, Gates, who hates white people, brought this up. But the Cambridge Police Department, I guarantee you, have the racial policies that the liberals demanded be put in place so police get trained in these. And this guy trained other officers. So he
right.
knew how to handle the situation. Mr. Gates blew it out of proportion. And for the president to get involved makes me sick. The reason I bring that up is because in Akron, Ohio, you didn't hear anything about this white man who was beat up by a group of 20 black men. He was supposed to have a post-racial candidate with this guy Obama. We don't. Get used to it, America. These ignorant blacks will continue this stuff, and the news media won't report it. The reason I bring that up is because I'm just frustrated that none of this gets brought up in the media. But in Police Magazine, this all ties in. Police Magazine did a study before the election. 88% of the people that responded to a questionnaire went out to police officers. We're going to vote for John McCain, 12% for Obama. Does that surprise you, America? No, it doesn't, because this guy is a fake, a phony, and a fraud, as the great Bob Grant used to say. And as far as health care, he can't pay for it. He's lying through his teeth. Linda Chavez has a column in the Post saying that you're going to give money to hospitals to train underrepresented minorities, so you're going to have doctors not of Asian or white descent, but maybe black descent that won't be able to handle the medical schools. This is what you want, America? Look, you can call me racist till I'm blue in the face. I don't care. I'm just bringing out some facts that are out here, and we're all going to end up paying for it sooner or later. And like you said about the fatty foods, they're not going to ban the fatty foods, just like they won't ban smoking because they want the tax money and they want you to drop dead before you take your Medicare. Thanks.
That's right. You're right. He cut through it. That's right about the soda tax. And Sergeant Crowley, we mentioned that too. He was the guy who represented being racially sensitive in training the recruits, so imagine that. Hang with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Tonight, my name is Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, thanks for tuning in. And if you notice, we zig and zag all over the place. You can slip me an email day or night to americatonight.net. Healthcare reform on everybody's mind because it affects every single one of us, every single one of us. Whether you have a plan you like, a doctor you like, whatever, there are a million different scenarios out there, whether you're young, old, etc., have a big family, or you're single. Bottom line is, you probably, I hope most of you have some form of health care. If you've had anything that you've had to deal with, then you certainly, that's when you need it in place. That's the thing. When you're young and you think you're invincible, sometimes people take a pass on it. And sadly, that ends badly for some, even in the case of just a broken arm and going to the emergency room. Because health care costs, of course, are soaring out of control when they charge you $25 for an aspirin when you're in the hospital, which is ridiculous. And some of the other things that are just lopsided is all get out, especially when it comes to emergency rooms. You know, there's a million different things you could talk about that are wrong with the healthcare system. But trust me, I don't want it to get any worse. I don't want it to turn into what some are calling socialized medicine. I wouldn't put the socialized medicine tag on what we're hearing. I would put the ridiculous tag, because there doesn't seem to be a semblance of a real good plan here if you're paying attention to some of the stuff that's being said. Don is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I just wanted to talk to you for a couple minutes because I work in the beverage industry, particularly the sugared beverage industry, and we will be directly affected by this tax. This tax will cost the company I work for, cost the rest of us, $800 million a year if Obama gets his way.
Wow, and that's not good for anybody in that business.
Well, that's just one company.
Right.
Okay, in this industry, you got to realize what it will affect if Obama gets his way. It will affect Pepsi, it will affect Coke, RC, every one of them. Pepsi puts out Gatorade. It will also affect Gatorade. Coca-Cola puts out Powerade. Every McDonald's you go into, every Taco Bell, every Burger King, Arby's, wherever, can you imagine paying more for your soft drink than for your burger or your taco?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, because already in some cases it is lopsided. And that's why I said this is simply, and you know this, Don, and you're in the business, so you know, this is just another tax. This is just another government tax. It's like Mark said, I don't think they care if you drop dead. I think they want the money.
Well, I don't think Obama knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's trying to cut the thread of American capitalism. I don't know if you've ever taken the time to look at it, but Pepsi and Coke are very intertwined in our culture. Both of those companies own multiple different other companies inside of them. Coke has Minute Maid, Vitamin Water, Powerade, Nestle. Pepsi has exactly the others. Pepsi has Gatorade, Aquafina. They own also Taco Bell, KFC. All these huge companies. These are huge corporations that are going to be dramatically affected by it. And here's something else to think about. The tax will also affect you at the gas station. Because these gas stations we go to and we fill up our gas, they don't make a whole lot of profit off the gas. They make the profit off selling the products inside the store.
That's right.
Frito-Lay, which is owned by Pepsi, that's another one I was trying to think of. Frito-Lay is a big, big, big company. It will be directly affected because their parent company will be directly affected, Yum Brands Incorporated. And the people in the gas stations will have their revenue cut by Obama, and if they have the revenue cut, a lot of these gas stations will have no other choice than to close down. What happens then? We have fewer gas stations. I know it may sound extreme, but if you start, you got to look at how big these companies are and how much they affect in our lives. It never hit me until I had actually thought all this through, how drastic of a tax this is among American culture. If gas stations can't make a profit, what happens? You close the doors.
Right.
When you have less gas stations, what do you have? Shortages.
Oh, monopolies, and then you're going to pay more, and it's going to be ridiculous.
Right. Plus, if you don't have a lot of gas stations, you're going to have what you had in the Carter administration, gas lines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Of course you're going to have gas lines. And then they're going to run out of gas. And
exactly.
And then you're probably going to have the, remember the different days. It's the red day. It's the green day when you can fill up, because there's going to be gas rationing.
Exactly. And how hard, I just explained all that to you, but how hard is it for you to run through your mind and actually see that?
No, not hard at all, because that's what I was saying earlier, because I have friends in the business too. Otherwise, it would be, though. But you're right. People aren't thinking that. Because this is how it's framed, and you know this, Don, how they're framing it is, people are too fat. This is the calorie tax. We need people to stop being a burden on the health care. So if we tax the food, this will be better for everyone all the way around. That way they're going to have to pay more if they're going to get it, and then we use the money to help pay for the health reform, for health care. But that's not really what it is. It's disguised.
No, it'll be a tax upon every American, every illegal, every person except every tourist. It'll be a tax that's placed on all of them, and it's going to affect our tourism, our money to spend, how we pay our bills. I mean, can you imagine everybody, you're going to talk milk and bread and water is what people are going to be living off of. if they can't afford to, you know, a luxury. I mean, soft drinks and chips and beverages and other things like that are all, they are all luxuries, but there's something we're accustomed to in this country. And because of our prosperity, we've been allowed to do that and grow these big companies. And these big companies, if you think AIG went down was a big deal or Bank of America, just wait if he takes down Pepsi or Coke.
Yeah, as somebody who knows people that work for Frito-Lay, and I live in the backyard of Frito-Lay, I can tell you all about it. There's no question. I mean, look at sports. Look at where the endorsements come from when they slap on whatever park it is, PepsiCo Park, et cetera. Yeah.
You hit something that I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Imagine the negative effect that will have on sports and sporting events.
Big time, because a lot of those soda dollars and a lot of the soda dollars in those companies that pays for some of those sponsorships, that pays for those events, which I know people complain about ticket prices, but it, in some ways it keeps the ticket prices lower to some events because more of the sponsorship dollars make sure that the people who don't necessarily have the big bucks can still afford the nosebleed seats at least. But nobody will be going if that's the case, because then that will affect so many things, not just sports, but other things that are sponsored, other charities that rely on dollars from, like, the likes of Frito-Lay, where they donate millions of dollars, and that keeps some cancer unit thriving and alive.
Right, and these big companies are... they are integral in our culture, and we need them. And without them, we're going to see we'll see our prosperity diminish. And that's a tremendous negative effect on our culture and our lifestyle. And I don't want that for our country. I want us all the ability to go buy and purchase what we want and how we want. Not because I work in the industry, but because I want the freedom to buy it. And if I drink too much or eat too much of one of them, I'm going to have to go work a little bit harder and hit the gym to work it off, because, you know, it's the same as eating too many donuts. There's no difference. When you start down this slippery slope, where does it end?
I completely agree. Thanks for the call. You made a great passionate plea, and I agree with you. I don't think it should pass. I think it's the wrong kind of tax. It's like what we said about cigarettes. There, you still have people smoking cigarettes. I mean, how much do the price of cigarettes deter people from smoking? I'm going to contend not that much. I'd love to see some hard numbers on it, but it's probably tough to prove. That's why people are constantly looking for a cheaper option, but they still smoke the cigarettes. So it hasn't curtailed that, but yet it's made money, right? For some people anyway, with a high tax on the cigarettes. And that's what the soda tax is going to be, and the chip tax. It's not going to curb obesity. You're not going to start to see skinny models walking the street, men and women, because they just aren't going to forego the whole chip thing and soda thing. And it's going to cost people probably jobs in the end. And it has much more far-reaching effects. Just 3 cents on one can, you can't imagine how big that will be. If you have any thoughts on this or any of the other things we talked about, shoot us an email, americatonight.net.
Lay off there, I'm starving!